Production level of yam, a very important food crop and income source for millions of producers, processors and consumers in West Africa, is declining. Since 2000, the rate of annual increases in the food crop has remained stagnant as compared to earlier dramatic increases. It has therefore been predicted that the decrease could be catastrophic if urgent steps are not taken to salvage the situation. These issues came to light at a workshop organized by the International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, IITA, in Accra. Rosalind Ganyaglu has the details.
For the next 4 days, participants will be deliberating on measures to be put in place to increase yam production by 40% by 200,000 farmers in major producing countries like Ghana and Nigeria. Representing the Director General of Center for Scientific and Industrial Research, Dr. Nanam J. Javes said the Yam Improvements for Income and Food Security in West Africa project, if executed well, will provide economic progress which will bring development to the beneficiary countries. He was hopeful that experts at the workshop will achieve the aims and objectives at the end of the meeting.
If you have set ourselves the objective of delivering key global research products that will contribute to the 10-year vision of doubling incomes from yams for 3 million smallholder farmers. And we have also set ourselves the objective of contributing to food security for producers and consumers. It is important in this review and planning workshop that we are more impact-oriented than activity-driven. Governments are looking for economic progress that impacts national development. The government will be looking forward to see whether, after the implementation of this project for the 5-year period, there is some economic impact on the nation which leads to national development.
The director of West Africa Research for Development Directorate, Dr. Robert Esiedu, said the meeting is the first of its kind. He said inputs of various stakeholders will be considered in order to achieve results.
That was Rosalind Ganyaglu's report.